Let's get to the general manager of footy operations at Fremantle, though, Peter Bell. He's been good enough to take our call this morning, and there is plenty of news around the round 6 and round 7 fixture that no doubt we'll be able to talk to Peter about this morning. Peter, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim, Diggers, listeners.
Yeah, good morning, Pete. Thanks for your time. How is the hub existence agreeing with the Fremantle Dockers thus far?
Well, we'd like to have put together four quarters in our games against Brisbane and Port Adelaide, so that's been disappointing. We didn't have a great start against the Lions up there on the Gabba, and then obviously our second quarter against Port Adelaide was poor. So that element's been a little frustrating and something that we definitely need to improve on. But overall, it's been a wonderful experience. We've missed our families and friends, of course. But the ability to spend a lot of time together with a young group is going to be really important for us moving forward. And at the end of the day, it's a 5-star facility where we've got wonderful resources and great facilities. So it's been actually a really positive experience.
Do you feel a little short-changed by a 0-3 record, despite what you mentioned there about the second quarter last week and elements of the game against Brisbane? Do you feel like you probably deserve a little bit better?
No, you get what you deserve in footy. So we are where we are because we haven't been good enough to play four quarters. And thinking all the way back to round one, we were not good enough in the first half. And then obviously we really improved and had a positive second half. So that's the challenge for us. That's what we're working really diligently on. And that is putting together a four-quarter performance. And we're hoping we're going to be able to do that this Saturday against a Gold Coast team that is in really good form and really exciting, and their members and fans would be really pleased with the way that they've come back from the lockdown period.
You've had a run at Metricon, Pete. Do you take some benefit from that?
Yeah, we do. I guess, and I was talking to Simo about this a little bit as well, and some of the Eagles guys, the humidity and the slipperiness of the footy is something that takes a little while to acclimatise to. And it can be in different ways. Obviously, it was torrential downpour in the second quarter against Port Adelaide. But even when it's drier, the humidity sets in a little bit and the ball just becomes a bit slipperier. And it's not something we're familiar with. We're doing a lot of training, obviously, up here and at the same time as playing just to try and give us some experience. But that's a challenge. But we need to be better as well. So definitely having a couple of runs at Metricon, obviously training, and the one game on the main oval has to be beneficial.
Pete, looking at Gold Coast, they appear to be a side now that believes in themselves and they're building towards something. You came across to Fremantle and as a player after being at North, and you're able to build into that finals campaign. Do you see Gold Coast now being a side that is able to sustain what we're witnessing?
Well, that'll be the big challenge for Gold Coast. What they do have is a lot of talent. They're really well coached by Dewey, and they seem to have a really strong culture, driven a lot clearly by their senior players. But the players that they've brought in and drafted are of really high character, and obviously all the clubs know them well because a lot of them are, you know, first-round draft picks. So a lot of work goes into their backgrounds and character assessments and the like. So guys like, you know, Matty Rowell and Noah Anderson and Ben King, and even a few years earlier, guys like Ben Ainsworth, they've got really, really strong characters. And you can see that if they retain all these players, which the signs look really positive for, they could be a real force. But I would suggest that, like any young team, there might be some fluctuations along the way, but right now, they were super impressive in their last couple of weeks.
Speaking of young players, will we get to see a debutant for Fremantle this weekend in Caleb Sarong? Certainly the talk and the jungle drums yesterday was that he could be right in the mix. What's the feeling?
He's been really impressive, Tim, as you'd expect from a top 10 draft pick, and in highly unusual circumstances. And it's not how anyone envisaged their first season of AFL footy to be sent back, obviously going back to Victoria for a period of time. What Caleb did was use that time to really work on his game, and he came back really advanced as to where he'd left. And that's prepared him for this challenge as well. He stands out at training. He had a really good match to him last Thursday, I think it was, from memory, in the wet at Metricon, where his ability to handle the ball was really clear. So he'll be in the mix. Connor Blakely's another one who'll be in the mix as well. He's been training exceptionally well, and I know that Justin's been really impressed with the way he's approached the HPC period as well. So, they're two that will definitely be looked at. We've got our main training tonight, so we'll have a look at all the guys there.
The tackle regarding Sean Darcy, he's made good recovery from that injury, and Steve's getting close as well, Peter?
Yeah, Sean Darcy is moving really, really well. We're thrilled that he was able to avert a serious injury. Didn't look good, obviously, at the Gabba that evening, but we were really pleasantly surprised when the scans came back clear as to his PCL and also his ACL. Had a bit of bruising and it was very sore. In essence, it had been a wrench of the knee. So he's running 100%, is my understanding. So we'll have to test him from a football perspective, but it looks really positive. And unfortunately for Stephen Hill, he got a cork last Thursday, which meant that he wasn't able to be considered for the game last week. But he's absolutely zipping around at the moment. And I suppose, given that there's no contact in our full team train anymore, funny things happen in footy, but I'm pretty confident that he won't be getting a cork tonight.
Oh, that is very good to hear. Very good to hear. Now, let's talk about round 6 and 7. So no doubt you would have had the ear to the ground in terms of what it looks like. So Melbourne at Metricon in round 6, then back here. It's going to be a home derby for Fremantle in round number 7. What's that worth to the club?
That's actually news to me. So you've broken some news to me. So look, we... As far as, well, it hasn't been confirmed to me that the derby would be our home derby. Obviously, there's been a little bit of talk about it, but there hasn't been an official confirmation. I haven't spoken with Simon Garlick this morning, so he handles those sorts of things. Look, if it was to be a home game for us, would it be a massive result for members and supporters who have been so generous and supportive during this period? So if that was to eventuate, then obviously it would be a massive day for the club.
How's the coach going, Pete?
Coach is going really well. Clearly, you know, he'd like the results to have gone a different way. But most of all, he's just about building our guys to be able to play a sustainable, balanced game style. He's been really clear in his messaging. He'd be disappointed with the lapses that I've spoken about. But he's just absolutely diligent in making sure that we put together a four-quarter performance, working with the players, working with the staff. So he's been really impressive, which is no surprise to those people that know him and obviously the people that appointed him at the club.
Has it been harder for him, Peter, in this first year and in what is a very difficult year, given the restrictions on football department spend and the like?
Look, you don't know for sure, but it's certainly... Not what you'd envisage in your first year of AFL coaching. There are enough challenges and pressures in your first season without these very unusual circumstances. So he doesn't complain. He doesn't whinge about it. He just gets on with it, which is the mantra that we're trying to instill in our team and club as well. But I was reflecting last night that for him and Matthew Nix particularly, there are some extra challenges there. But you know, that they're of good character. They've been, well, as far as I'm aware, I can't speak for Matthew too much, but what I see up close with Justin is he's just getting on with the business.
Well, Saturday night it is going to be a clash between two of the more exciting up-and-coming teams in the AFL, Gold Coast and Fremantle. Good luck up there to the Dockers on Saturday night, Peter. Thank you very much for your time, and we're looking forward to having you back over here, where WA will be the centre of the footy universe in a couple of weeks' time.
Good on you. Looking forward to getting home.